Welcome to the Williams Meekin YB Herden phone conference line.
Good morning, good morning.
It's Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou. Did you get my other question?
I did.
Does one of those parts have an explanation of how the coconut oil kills the bacteria, or did I miss that in the first one while I was running around getting a drink and stuff?
Hello.
This last one is really the best.
The last one is the best?
No, I think it's number two. Oh, boy. Kinds of notes. He talks about in three, well, it's where the girl from work came in and did it, the 20-year-old.
Uh-huh.
But that's where he talks about taking that tooth and putting it under the rabbit skin.
Well, I just listened to the first one. I thought that was a good introduction, but it was 10 minutes long.
Yeah, I don't know if the other ones are quite that long.
But we could probably skip maybe part of it. Okay, good morning. Was that
morning.
Joan? That was Joan, was it not?
Yeah, this is Joan.
Welcome
yes,
back.
Yes, oh, just pumped. I'm very glad to get a summary of what I missed this week.
Sometimes I can do, I'm doing the summary when somebody else is talking. I'm not sure how I'll do it. Mary Lou's probably going to talk the most today. Monty's not here today.
Oh, okay.
So, the summary I would do, let's see, is via my, I have an iPad here and I can type well, and it goes right into my, where I can send an email, so that's nice.
That's great. Just keep me on the loop. I'm just glad to hear what has, you know, whatever's on the table.
Good morning, everybody. Whitney, are you on the phone?
I see she's here.
She's on the computer, but I was going to see if she's on the phone. Hello, Whitney.
She's dialing up, getting her coffee.
She doesn't drink coffee.
I know. I mean, good for her.
Okay, who's with us this morning? Good morning, good morning.
Nancy in Texas.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello, Nancy.
Well, Joan's here from Steilacoom, Washington.
Hope you had a nice vacation.
Oh, just no, loads and loads and loads of work. Not exactly. Well, yeah, sure. Every day's a vacation, actually. Took down a giant cherry tree. Cleaned up the mess.
Okay, I had to send Whitney a little note. Whitney, are you on the phone?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh,
hello, perfect. Whitney from Townsville, Washington.
Just barely moved there. Whitney is our daughter.
Oh.
The one that's expecting.
Ooh.
Our baby daughter. And she's gonna tell us a testimony today. So, first of all, we're going to greet you all. Welcome to our Health Style Call. We have a mission to support and teach the practice of habitual health style choices, becoming more mind and body fit. Now, we talk about things that are habitual. Sometimes we think that that's a bad thing, but it can be a good thing as well. We have to develop, make a practice of these things and develop them into habits. Matter of fact, I have before rules so that I can... Now, before I got on the call today, I did my coconut swishing. And before I do everything, I have these things that I have to get done so that I'll be sure I make a habit of them. So that's my little bit for today. We're sorry that Monty will not be with us, but happy that he's on a little vacation with his family. And so Mary Lou and I and all the rest of you good people are going to be... discussing, and we're going to look at the coconut oil thing today. And Lou, you've done much more with it, and so why don't you carry on with that?
I've done much more of the coconut oil swishing.
Yeah, before I did.
Okay. Yeah, I came in contact with this, well, Kathleen Miller actually had purchased this book, Coconut Oil Swishing, I think it says, Detox and Healing the Body Through the Mouth with Oral Cleansing, and this oil pulling therapy. And it really intrigued me because I've always felt that if we, you know, had problems in our mouth, or I had heard that, you know, that can go all through our body. Well, Dr. Bruce Fife's book certainly has, you know, he's proven that. He's checked a lot of studies. He's done some studies himself and everything. Were we going to show, or were we going to listen to part of his interview, or should I just kind of go
right over
the notes?
Let's do. Let's go ahead. I have to share my desktop
Whitney, and
pull that up.
Okay.
And so you can talk a little bit while
Okay. And so I got pretty excited about this, and I actually wrote an email to Dr. Bruce Fife, and he responded to me within 30 minutes because I had some health issues going on. And one being I had a brain aneurysm, and there's several of them in our family, and I also had found out I'd had a couple of mild strokes. And I asked him, as long as I thought if he's going to write, I might as well ask him some questions about this. And he wrote back to me and encouraged me to do this and also get the other book, which we've been talking about Stop Alzheimer's Now. So I've been doing the oil pulling since the end of April, and I am noticing some changes in my body. For one thing, I'm not quite so hyperactive. My blood pressure is my blood pressure in the doctor's office was 118 over 70, which has dropped 30 points for me, and my doctor was amazed. So let's just listen to this and this first part, and then we can send anybody that wants the link, and you can listen to the rest of them. I don't like her ads at the beginning. I hope we can kind of scan ahead. But
for the most confused, dumbed down,
it does work. We're going to find out about something that in 20 minutes may change your life. And so I want to say thank you very, very much, Dr. Bruce Fife, naturopathic physician, for joining us today on the Power Hour. Thank you, sir.
It's a pleasure. Well, I guess you guys can all hear on the phone.
See that somebody took a hold of this idea and wrote a book about it.
Yeah, I can hear on the phone.
Can you? It's not getting double, is it?
No, we have to. No, have to hear it on your phone.
You've written a book called The Detox Book, which we hear on the Power Hour. But what was your background and your epiphany into all of this, Dr. Pine?
In all the health aspects, well, I'm a nutritionist and naturopathic physician, so I'm interested in health. And I started off doing the detox book and focusing a lot on detoxification. And when I had my clinic, I focused a lot on that. And then I learned a little bit about coconut oil, which really intrigued me. And so I started to investigate it because at that time, coconut oil was considered a dietary monster, a saturated fat that would clog your arteries. And the information that I had seen said just the opposite. And so I was curious. So I started to investigate this. And as I went to the medical studies and started looking up coconut oil and medium chain fatty acids, which are the primary fatty acids in coconut oil, I saw a whole new picture emerge. In fact, what I found was that coconut oil was a very healthy fat, and I was shocked. And so I was so enthralled with all this information I learned about coconut that I had to write a book. So I wrote The Coconut Oil Miracle, and that was my first book on coconut. And that led to another book on coconut and to another book on coconut, and then another one on palm oil, because I learned in my studies with fats and oils that palm was also a good oil. It was different from coconut, but it had its own health benefits. And then I found oil pulling, which is the whole story in itself.
It is. And you know, when I first saw it on CureZone, I love CureZone. I go if you've not been there, CureZone.com, CureZone.com, has every kind of non-traditional remedy, treatment, whatever, and they don't sell anything really, so it's more of a scientific, well, they can get away with it anyway, but let me just say that I saw this thing called oil pulling as a therapy, and I thought, oh my gosh, what in the world, that sounds disgusting. So I went to the site, read it, and thought, this has got to be a joke. How did these people fall for this in the first place? Now, was that sort of your response when you first heard of this?
That was exactly my response. I've been on some forums and such, and people would comment about this oil pulling therapy, and I didn't know what it was. And so I went on some of these sites to learn a little bit about it, and like you said, this sounded totally ridiculous. Basically, oil pulling is rinsing your mouth out with a vegetable oil. And I thought, how could this cure arthritis or osteoporosis or do any of these other miraculous things that people were claiming? And so I dismissed it as bunk, you know. And then I kept hearing people with these testimonies that oil pulling helped them with this and with that. And I kind of got frustrated, you know, and I thought, okay, I've got to decide once and for all, is there anything to this oil pulling or not? So I determined to study everything I could find on oil pulling until I had an answer. And so I did. I searched everywhere to find information on oil pulling. And as I was doing this research, I was impressed by a few things. One was the multitude of testimonials. Now, I know that testimonials don't prove something, but when you have hundreds of people claiming that a therapy has helped them overcome various health problems, you've got to take notice.
Yes.
And another thing that impressed me very much was when these people were using oil therapy, oil pulling, many of them experienced a healing crisis. Now, that's a sign to me that something definitely is happening.
Now, that I did, and I have to tell you, listeners, I was doing a whole lot of detox items at one time, and I had a healing crisis at one point that really shocked me. This is a treatment that, if I were to say to you, if you can do something for 20 minutes a day that only costs you the amount of money that you would spend on a pint of coconut oil, would you do it? Would you be willing to do it? And just as we had an attorney who was fighting the FTC on the program, James Turner, on the previous program, he says, I don't care why it works, but if it works for you, then you ought to be able, by the First Amendment, to say that it does work. And I have read so much about oil pulling, and we're going to have one of the Power Hour Power Team members come over here in a few minutes that's going to talk to us about this also, because having read this book and seen how powerful this is, it doesn't help 100 people, 100% of the people, but what if it did help 90 or 95%? Something you need to know about. So as you were doing your study into this, or as you were looking into this, you saw these magnificent testimonies, which I've heard and I did experience. For instance, I mean, let me just give an example. Asthma, diabetes, arthritis, migraine headaches, chronic illness. Now, who wouldn't want to get better from those items for something that only takes 20 minutes?
Definitely. And, you know, as I was going through this, at first I was really skeptical because the explanations that were given on the Internet were too fantastic to believe. I mean, they explained that this oil magically drew toxins out of the body, or they drew it out of the blood vessels under the tongue. And scientifically, this just didn't make sense to me. And so I approached this very negatively because of these unscientific explanations of why it worked. But as I began to study it, I saw a clear connection with oil pulling and why it worked with previous studies I had done with coconut. And the connection was that our mouths are a foci of infection through bacteria, viruses, and fungi. Our mouths are teeming with billions of microorganisms, and these microorganisms actually enter into the bloodstream where they circulate throughout the entire body. So if you have any dental issues, if you have bleeding gums, if you have an abscess, if you have decay of any type, even decay in past where the tooth has been filled or capped, it's also allowing openings into the bloodstream that can absorb this bacteria. And this bacteria, you know, the bacteria in our mouth love to live in different parts of the body. So inside the mouth, the bacteria that grow on your teeth is different from the bacteria that grow between your teeth, which is different from the bacteria that grow under the tongue, which is different from the bacteria that grow on the tongue or on the roof of the mouth. They like to have their own little communities. And when this bacteria is absorbed into the bloodstream, they also like to colonize certain tissues of the body. So some bacteria will colonize the joints, and some bacteria will colonize the blood vessels. Some bacteria will colonize the heart or the pancreas. And when they do this, they cause inflammation and infections and problems in these areas of the body. So this is why a person can develop arthritis due to an infection or from the bacteria in their mouth. And as I researched this, I knew about this connection, and so I researched it more. And many of your listeners are probably familiar with Weston A. Price.
Mm-hmm. Weston A. Price Foundation, ladies and gentlemen. We've had him on the program many times.
He had done research in this, you know, back in the before the 1920s, and he actually published a large two-volume set of books containing over 1,000 pages of studies on this topic of how oral infections or oral bacteria can migrate into the body and cause brain abscesses, can cause heart failure, can cause arthritis, can cause diabetes, colitis, osteoporosis. I mean, this is all documented. And he wasn't the only researcher. There were other researchers throughout the United States who were publishing information at that time on this topic.
Okay, we've got a four-minute break. We're going to come back with Dr. Bruce Fife, and we're going to show you, tell you how to do this in your own home. It's very, very simple. And we're going to talk about transferring bacteria from the mouth in an animal and let you see how this really works. We'll be right back.
Well, I'm not sure if I turned her off, if she's continuing on back there.
Okay. But now, yeah. Did you told me Whitney's on the call today, is that right?
Yes, she is.
Whitney. And she tried the oil pulling. So Whitney, would you share with us what had happened and what happened after you tried the oil pulling?
Yeah, I can. Okay, so, like, last week or so, I had a root canal done, like, a year ago, and my tooth had started really hurting, and after, because I had, like, sinus pressure and everything, and my tooth started really hurting, and my mom said that I should try this, so I got some coconut oil, and I did the oil pulling, and then it started to feel better, and then I moved, and then it was packed away. So I did it for like 2 days, and then it was packed away, and then my tooth started hurting really badly again. And like everything was starting to come back with all my sinus pressure and everything. So then I found my oil pulling, and then I mean my coconut oil, and then I started to get it and it just feels better, and I can just notice the difference of just stopping it within like 2 days. So I really think it's helping just that instantly, and it's just helping with a lot more things. Like my skin, I feel like my skin's better, and I feel like my hair is better, and it's just like stopping it was just not good. But I can feel a difference because when I stopped it and then when I'm starting, so.
Wow. Well, good for you. Ruth, were you going to play more, or should I just kind of go by the notes and...
I haven't seen them either, so I'm not. You make the call if you think... It's more interesting to listen to the people, or if you've got
it, I think
more concise.
Are you going
to? I think he's very concise.
Are you going to forward the link so we could look at the whole video? Or
right, we can do that.
So maybe if she summarized it, she'd give us a head, a sort of a or whatever. doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, I believe he kind of will repeat some of the same things on there, but you know, I don't have a problem. I think we should listen to at least the second one, because I like the second one, I think, better than the first.
Okay.
I'd like to know, you know, if one of the parts talks more about cooking with it, or...
Oh, no, none of these. No, if that's what...
This is all about oil pulling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I have to turn up this volume so that Joan can, anybody else that's on a phone only.
The relationship to dentistry and to what it does to your teeth. But there is a really excellent chart in the book, Bacteria Commonly Found on the Human Body and in the Mouth. And this chart makes you realize...
You really can't see the chart.
...the millions of bacteria there are. Well, if they get a home in there and they get started in growing there... then maybe they're contributing to disease more than we've ever seen before. Now, Dr. Fife, is that not the reason that you think that oil pulling seems to work, that it's related to the amount of bacteria in the mouth?
That is exactly the reason. I mean, the mouth contains billions, there's more bacteria in your mouth than there are people living on this earth. And so there's so much bacteria, and this bacteria absorbs into the body. You know, believe it or not, but 98% of the population has some level of gum disease or tooth decay. And this allows the bacteria to enter into the bloodstream. Therefore, virtually everyone is susceptible to the harmful effects of the bacteria in their mouth, regardless of how clean their teeth are. And that is why oil pulling is so valuable, because it cleans the mouth better than brushing your teeth or using mouthwash.
Okay, let's go into what oil pulling is, because now people are wondering, no, wait a minute, how can your mouth have anything to do with your cardiovascular health or cancer or multiple sclerosis or any of these things? Why don't you explain the process of oil pulling with coconut oil?
Well, it's very, very simple, and that was one of the problems, I think, with it, because people see how simple it is. They don't see how it can work. But basically what you do, now I prefer to use coconut oil for oil pulling. You can use really any type of vegetable oil, but coconut oil to me seems superior because of all of its health benefits that other oils don't have. So what you do is you take a spoonful of coconut oil and you put it in your mouth. And the amount of oil you use depends on how much you feel comfortable in your mouth. And you just put it in there, and like a mouthwash, you swish it around, push it and pull it through your teeth, your tongue. And you do this for about 15 or 20 minutes. Now, when I do that, people say, wow, that's a long time. Yeah, it's a long time. But if you do other things at the same time, the time goes quickly and you don't even notice. So you could read the paper, get on the computer, read your email, read a book, prepare breakfast, and time goes really quick. Once you've done that for 15 or 20 minutes, spit it out. And I suggest you spit it in the trash and not down the sink, because the oil will clog up the sink over time. So spit it in the trash. Then rinse your mouth out with water and go ahead and get a drink of water. One other thing I'd like to mention is that be careful if you go on the internet and look for information about oil pulling, because there's a lot of wrong information on the internet. I highly recommend you read the book, because it gives the correct information, the correct procedures on how to do this. A lot of the taboos that they have on the internet make no sense. And they're not accurate. For example, they say you have to do oil pulling without drinking or eating and stuff. But it's actually better that you take a drink of water before you do the oil pulling, because you want to stimulate the saliva. You want to be well hydrated before you oil pull, because the saliva is healing and helps to normalize pH and other things in the mouth. So you do want to take a drink. But another thing is that oil pulling is recommended before eating. Well, in general, that's true, because if you're not accustomed to putting oil in your mouth, when you first do some people who don't eat much oil, they may be a little bit disgusted with the oily taste in their mouth. But as you do this every day, it becomes less disgusting. I had no problem doing it because I eat a lot of coconut oil and fat in my diet anyway, so it didn't matter. But for other people, it may take a few days to get accustomed to
it. It's unnatural is sort of the way it is when you don't take a lot of coconut oil. Now, after this break, you're going to hear from Jessie here at Power Hour, who did it for the first time last night, and I want you to get her reaction to doing this. All I can say is you've got to have the book, Oil Pulling Therapy. It's only $14.35, and if it changes your life, well, that's the best $14.35 you've ever spent. We'll be right back. 3-minute break. Stay tuned.
Okay, yeah, Ruth.
This thing is not, I can't get this. They stop. Okay.
It's yeah, stopped. I think, I think that wasn't my favorite one. I can't remember. I've listened to these also. You know, I've listened to them a few times. So, anyway, that just kind of tells you how to do the oil pulling. But what he goes into further on in these recordings, as we're going to send them to you, is, if somebody really has a health issue or a dental issue, he does say, to do this up to 3 times a day. He said you'll not only have improved dental health, but your breath will smell better. You'll have healthy pink gums, whiter teeth. And I definitely have noticed a difference with my gums and my teeth. He talks about people with fibromyalgia, with people that have, aches and allergies and skin problems and digestive problems. And Whitney, even mentioned, in a very short period of time, she could notice a difference, she thought, with her skin, with her hair. But anyway, this Weston A. Price, he's the one that had done thousands of pages of, the oral and systemic health connection between your teeth and the, the things that are going on the rest of your body. Well, one of the stories that Dr. Bruce Fife will, goes on to tell about is this lady who had crippling arthritis. She was in a wheelchair. And Karen Eastwood will attest to this root canal thing, but he said this lady had a root canal, and he suspected that it was infected. And he's always believed that the tooth will always remain infected. And I'd heard that before as well, that once you have a root canal, you've always still got the infection down there. The tooth may not hurt or anything, but there's always the infection there. So he went in, pulled the root canal, I think is what that's what I wrote in my notes. Within a short period of time, this lady was healed from arthritis. In fact, she was able to get up. She was walking around. She no longer needed to be in that wheelchair. He talks, Dr. Weston Price actually took a tooth from somebody, took a tooth from someone that had a root canal that had very bad symptoms. And cleaned the tooth really, really well, and then he put it under the skin of a rabbit. And within days, the rabbit ended up developing the same problems that the lady had. So he did many, many tests. If there was kidney trouble, ulcers, colitis, and he, Weston A. Price, says this might well be why we're ill, because of the bacteria growing in our mouth is causing problems all through our body. And that bacteria is constantly going into our bloodstreams. It collects, as you heard Dr. Fife say, it collects, colonizes in different parts of the body. So, we've got all these wonderful Nikon products that we use to help us detox, clean our air. We've got, the best clean water anywhere. We have our liver support. We've got all these wonderful things. And I just thought, what the heck? I'm going to add the oil pulling to everything else. And I just bought my coconut oil at Trader Joe's. I think I paid $6 for a pint of it. And I think I'm actually on my second or third pint now. But coconut oil is, today we're talking about the pulling, but cooking with it is really, really important. We saw another video on, having coconut oil in our
food is helping with dementia, Alzheimer's, all those things. And Ruth, I think you've sent those links out for those different videos. So this is just one more thing that we can add to our arsenal. And I think, you know, the more we learn, and I remember when coconut oil was getting the bad rap. My brother actually had a heart attack when he was 36, and boy, that was one thing they said: you stay away from coconut oil, and you know, palm and coconut oil were the two worst things. Well, I've done enough reading to realize it's a medium chain fatty acid, and that it, you know, we're finding out that your cholesterol numbers might be high, but the high cholesterol is just a number. It's the balance. It's the ratio between your triglycerides and your good cholesterol is what they're really looking at. So if we can find one more way to help us, you know, get rid of some inflammation in our body, that is, I think that's why we're all here, right, Ruth?
I wonder if anyone else has experimented yet with the coconut oil pulling.
I thought Margaret was on here.
I can't tell.
There's
Margaret.
I was on mute. Yes, I have experimented with it, and I have been using it now for several weeks. And I can tell a difference. It makes my mouth feel much better because I was experiencing a dry mouth, and it makes my mouth feel better, and I just feel cleaner by swishing it through my teeth. It just makes me feel better that I'm doing something to help myself, and so I've done it two or three times a day since my mouth has been dry. And it helps it. So that's
wow.
That's
really
wow.
That is
very.
The,
go ahead, Margaret.
Yesterday, I went to Hastings to ask them to order those books for me, and they had told me earlier they could order them. And yesterday, the young man said no. He found several books by Dr. Feist, but he couldn't order them for me. So. I was a bit disappointed in that I couldn't order them, so I thought I'd look at Amazon, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, but, they are on Amazon. They're at Amazon.
But I've had good experience with the swishing, so I recommend it to anybody.
I have a question, Margaret. The mucus that you have a lot in your throat from allergies,
yes,
has that gotten better?
It is improving. I think it is improving some.
Okay.
I still have it, but I think it's better than it was. Since I've been using the doing the swishing, I think that it has helped that. I know it has helped it some.
Oh,
I still have
goodness.
A problem.
Go ahead.
I still have a problem, but it has improved, and I hope that as I continue this, that it will improve. First I did it, and I was glad to hear him say again that two or three times a day, because I had used it two or three times a day, and I thought, well, maybe that's too many times, but... It apparently isn't. So I'm using it. I'm doing it two or three times because the allergies, or whatever it is a problem. But it has helped it some. Yes, not completely.
Okay.
But it has helped it.
Okay.
Margaret, do you do the liver support or the any kind of detoxing at all?
I do. I have started doing the liver support since I've been on this call.
Okay.
I started doing the liver support.
Margaret uses a lot of our, she uses just about everything, I think, so. And Ruth's
yes,
got
I,
one
I
of her wonderful recipes on the page. Go ahead, Ruth.
I do have some notes, Joan, for the liver support call that we had yesterday.
Okay.
And so
good.
I'll condense my notes and send them. I don't
appreciate
think there
it.
Won't be that many, but.
I just can't tell you how important my three-word sentence is. Toxins inhibit enzymes. And that's related to, you know, allergies and just thousands of things. Toxins inhibit the enzymes you need to do all kinds of metabolisms in your cell and outside of your cell, to make use of your vitamin C that you're taking, all your yummy good vitamins. toxins inhibit those enzymes.
Well, we learned a lot about that yesterday, but it was like just enough to whet our appetite. So we should probably study into liver support more, because with those things that are the ingredients, they were interesting just enough to, Nancy did enough yesterday to whet our appetite to be able to learn some more about liver support and how the liver protects our entire body.
Yep. When you have cancer, when you have cancer and it metastasized to the liver, they send you home. That's it. They send you home.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last bastion. The liver does the detox. I mean, a couple of other places do detoxing, but the liver does it. And if that's gone, you're dead.
Ruth, yesterday when I mentioned N-acetylcysteine is a precursor for, and I couldn't remember what it was yesterday, it's a precursor for glutathione. So isn't that nice that it all ties in with the glutathione? So we have a wonderful product here.
Yeah, it was amazing. I've been taking them three before. I take three of them before I begin the call, my before rules. I was glad to hear that it was so effective and made me start taking. I had taken a little break. I take them for a while, and then I take a little break, and I had then went back on them again.
Yeah, then just remind Nancy that glutathione, we set out videos on what glutathione is all about and how important that is. So people can.
We can learn so much with all the things that are on the web.
Yeah,
it's just amazing the amount of information that there is, and if you can even check the sources and decide, you know, and in questioning people and see if everybody is in agreement. One thing that I notice when I'm doing kind of research, and I'm sure that Joan knows a whole lot more about research than I do, she's a researchist, or something like that, is that it seems to me that when you're researching, you know, you say, these guys agree and these guys agree, and you just follow that back and they all came from the same thing.
Yep, right.
I mean, no wonder they agree. They're just rewriting what this guy said. Somebody had a good idea, so then they make up it like they have some more new information, but really it's basically from, a lot of times, all comes from one source.
I'm not sure whether it was Karen or somebody on this call mentioned when it says about dry skin, that itchy skin, rather, that the liver support was good for that. So that's when I ordered. That's when I ordered the liver support, and it has helped that.
Mm.
My skin was real itchy and dry.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime your skin is itchy, it indicates that your liver is in trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Your skin itches.
It's because the liver has already been overloaded, so the next place it comes out is in the skin when the toxins cannot no longer be sent through the cleansing process of the liver.
Another good estimate of how much you need detoxing is your LDL, because that's the liver's, the LDL that your liver makes, the lousy cholesterol that your liver makes. Because that's an attempt at detoxing.
Mm-hmm.
That's your body.
Interesting. I hadn't heard that before. That is very interesting.
Yeah.
May I go back and ask a question to Mary Lou? You mentioned that, or somewhere I heard you say, that this affects fibromyalgia. Is that true?
Well, that's what this Weston Price, because the fibromyalgia is an inflammation, is, you know, that's what I gathered from it. So, you know, so much of this starts in the mouth, and if we've got that bacteria there that's going through the body, getting into the bloodstream, and it, these different bacteria, I think is what I heard him say, go to different places. But he definitely did say these people that have fibromyalgia and these aches and
arthritis.
Well, you can listen to the, Ruth will send you out the this, and I think it might be on number 3 then, that he mentions about the fibromyalgia. He doesn't go into great depth about it, but I thought of you. And
well,
I
want to tell you, I am going to go on this. I mean, I've done it kind of a little bit here and there, but I haven't been consistent. But I am going to go on this. If this thing works, this call will be worth $1 million. I don't have $1 million, but it would sure be worth that.
Karen, would you tell the story again about your daughter with the root canal? Because there's some people on here that never heard that.
Well, Cynthia had a root canal. They went and started working on it, and the doctor said they were they'd gotten it all, and she came back to them because it's a long, long story, and I'm not going to go to all the details, but she knew that they didn't have it all. And so they went back and worked on it some more. They said they have it all. And the bottom line is she ended up several days later after they said, nope, we've got it all. She went into seizures, into a grand mal seizure, and she died during the first episode of the grand mal seizure, but she did come back, obviously. And then she kept having seizure after seizure after seizure, and they said that they did not think they could save her. This is what the doctors told my son-in-law. And, you know, the bottom line is she did pull through because of we got a Nikon mattress under her. And, well, actually, it was a car seat. And at that point, she began to turn around in the hospital, and they began to think maybe they could save her. But after she got home, she had them pull that tooth. And what happened, it was a tooth, it was an eye tooth, and your eye teeth go up very close to the brain. And it had actually, that infection went into her brain and has damaged her brain. She still has seizures, and they tell her that every time she has one, she has a 50-50 chance of living because it will encompass both lobes of her brain. It has not gone down to the brain stem, but they say if it does, then of course they can't save her.
Oh my.
And so if you think that root canals are a solution, listen, when a doctor tells me I need a root canal, I said, you just pull the truth. And you know, it used to be years ago, doctors would argue with you about that. They won't argue with you about it now if you tell them I want the tooth pulled. Because I think they're beginning to know of the danger of those root canals.
So then now, have you got Cynthia doing the oil pulling? I think the coconut oil tastes kind of good.
Yes. Well, I haven't got her doing it, obviously. Her mother's not doing it. So guess what? There's going to be a big change.
It seems to me if there is a pathway from a tooth into the brain, okay, a microscopic pathway, for infection to go, there's also a pathway for something that kills bacteria to go. So I would definitely...
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah.
Suggest that.
So I still haven't heard the explanation of why coconut oil would kill the bacteria, and if it does it kill the good bacteria and the bad bacteria?
Well, I don't think. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I've known for a long time that it is used for killing meat. So,
for what?
Killing what? Killing what?
Meat.
Nancy.
Fungi or yeast.
Oh, yeast.
In our body. Mm-hmm. Candida. My doctor here has always recommended it. And they keep it in their, well, he has his own vitamin shop, and all the workers have a bottle at their desk, and they just scoop it out and eat it. But now I need to let them know that they should start swishing with it. But they've been doing that for years because it is so good for killing fungi.
Hmm.
So it kind of all makes sense now.
Okay, I need to put that in the notes because I don't think Kathleen's on here today as far as I know. I can't see who's on here. And she needs to know that. So
Yeah, and she probably does. I mean, she's doing this, isn't she?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a good relationship with my dentist, and I've talked to him about root canals, and the dentists actually do know about the infections, and there's been an awful lot of improvement, if you call it that. Older root canals did not have a good seal at the very tip of the root, which they want to leave a little bead outside the tip as a seal. But the roots, the teeth have, imagine an upside down tree root, okay? And the nerve that they kill is the center one. There are channels, and then they fill that, and there are channels left, many, 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 like hairy, hairy roots, hairy, hairy lines. You just look at a picture of a, with blood supply, teeth are alive, they have blood supply. So they leave, they only do that main root or two branches, right? Whatever goes out to the surface is what they do. Well, that leaves those channels sealed and infected. And those, and the swelling that goes around, just like the corpuscles will go out to the very edge of the tooth root. It's a channel, and so gingivitis or an infection, a swelling, gum, you know, redness, whatever, that is an indication, that inflammation is an indication that there's bacteria traveling into the tooth, okay, back and forth, and out of the tooth, back and forth. So I do know that much. He's given me a good long lecture, and he's used olive leaf extract for a couple of surgery patients, dental surgery patients that I think there were two that did not heal, and he could not get them to heal, you know, in the standard way. And I shared with him, and he used it, and it worked. So he's, you know, I have a good relationship with him.
Wow, that's a lot of good information. I think it's kind of past time for us to be closed. And we've got a lot going on here, I know. So you guys have good discussion. Just very, very interesting and very educational. So,
and thank Whitney so much. Thank you, Whitney, for coming on. And yeah, and sharing that she tried it and it seemed to help, because I know my teeth were very, very sensitive. And I haven't found a good dentist here yet. That's my job in the next week, my husband said. But anyway, the oil pulling has definitely helped with that. So.
Wonderful. Great. Well, thank you, Mary Lou.
Today's Monday.
Thank you.
Oh, if this really works, this is like, I don't know, this is like being given everything.
You know, you want to listen to all the recordings, Karen, because he even talks about putting, and you want to get the book, because he talks about putting drops of, like, oregano oil in there if you've got a problem, you know. So get the, I would recommend getting the book.
Are you guys going to send out the information how we can tap into these recordings in the book?
Yeah.
I'm sending the links to you, and you just click them, and it opens it.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Mary.
See you guys Monday.
Everything.
Okay, see you Monday.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.